another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Lieutenant.
There you are, Mr. Campbell. I've been waiting for you very anxiously since your call.
I hurried down here as fast as I could.
Mr. Campbell, if your evidence can give me a clue to the identity of Mr. Martin's killer, we'll break this case wide open.
Lieutenant, it's not an easy thing for me to bear. First, my partner was killed, and now with this photograph I'm putting on your desk, I condemn as the murderer
his wife. Good heavens. Why didn't you show me this sooner?
I thought you might suspect her and solve the case, and I would have been able to remain silent.
Look at this picture. It's the perfect evidence. His body on the floor in front of the couch, and she leaning over him, with a gun still in her hand. Why, this'll send her to the chair.
I know. It wasn't easy for me to give it to you.
How on earth did you ever get it?
Well, I had an appointment with my partner at a little after 11 p.m. at his house.
Mm-hmm.
When I came up the walk, I was surprised to see that the house was dark.
Oh, yeah.
You see, you must pass the large bay window in the living room when coming up the walk. The room was very dark, but by the faint light from some burning coals in the fireplace, I could see Mr. Martin's body lying in front of the large couch.
You could.
Yes. I saw my partner's wife come into the room. She had a gun in her hand.
Well, how did you get the picture?
Well, I've always been a camera enthusiast. I happen to have a small box camera with me, and without her noticing me, I took a picture of the room.
It's really a remarkable photograph.
I've kept it hidden for several days, but when you found no trace of the murderer, I decided that you would have to have it.
I'm glad you did, Mr. Campbell. It isn't exactly safe to withhold evidence, but now we have it, and it looks like the Martin case is closed.
Yes?
Mr. Campbell, there's a gentleman from the police department to see you.
Oh, send him in. Always glad to help the police. Well, hello, Lieutenant. It's good to see you.
Sorry to bother you, Mr. Campbell. It's about the Martin case.
Oh, but I thought the case was closed. You've arrested Mrs. Martin, haven't
you? Yes, but there are some points about the case that still puzzle me.
Really? But you have the evidence in black and white.
But have I? Will a jury accept a picture? You've heard of process shots, haven't you?
No, I don't believe I have.
You're lying, Mr. Campbell. That picture you gave me was a phony. And I can prove that your whole expedition that night was a contrived fairy tale.
How does the police lieutenant know that Campbell lied in his story? In just a moment, we'll know, but first... story.
Mr. Campbell, you don't think I fell for that story about your being a camera hound and accidentally being on the spot for the picture of the year, do you? For if you were a photographer, as you claim, you'd know that the feeble light from a dying fire is hardly enough with which to take a picture in a darkened room. If you'd used a flash, she would have seen you, but that was impossible, because she wasn't even in that room. But you were, Mr. Campbell. And you killed your partner and dummied up this fake picture to throw a blame on his wife. Snap judgment's supposed to be a dangerous thing, Campbell. You proved it.